70 degrees in downtown Denver. Good afternoon, Colorado. Welcome. Friday, November 3rd, 2023. I'm Stephen Tubbs. Jim Nichols at the controls. Lori Kelman in our newsroom. Mark Crowley running our live stream YouTube today for our final broadcast, the final radio broadcast, at least in my foreseeable future. So hello, YouTubers. Thank you to Mr. Crowley for getting us up. Thank you to management, more than anything, for letting me have a 2.5 month, maybe a little less, but almost a 2.5 month farewell tour. Today, I had to say a little prayer before this show began, and I ask for your grace today, especially if I am a blubbering fool by the end of this first segment, by the next three sentences. There's so much emotion, and it really, I got to say, the good thing for me going, not that you asked, but the good thing is it really hasn't sunk in yet. I mean, I was driving to work today, and I'm kind of thinking about things, but I hope that this is an entertaining next 3 hours for you. It has been the honor of a lifetime to have this career. And for the last nearly 6 years to be in an environment that I was not a part of. I mean, I worked at stations with certainly legendary talk radio hosts, but I wasn't in talk. From the moment I thought about what I wanted to do, I think I was 8, maybe 9, and I knew that I wanted to be in the news business. It was either that, and this is maybe going to sound funny, some of you will roll your eyes, the team isn't even in my hometown anymore. I was either going to be a journalist or a kicker for the San Diego Chargers. And I have been known to kick a 45-yard field goal in my life. Yes, that's right. Maybe not anymore. But it has truly been nearly 6 years of, man, the lowest lows with you, some stinker shows, the lowest lows, the highest of highs. So we're going to do our best. It is very difficult. I mean, I want to start off with saying that this is not rocket science. This is not brain surgery. This is not serving your country. I think to a certain extent, and I'm very proud of this, it's serving your community, and long live live and local radio. But, you know, I have lost in the last 3 weeks, I've lost two World War II veterans that meant the world to me. And who am I? I mean, I'm an outsider. I know these people. They're not my family, but they felt like it. And I bring this up because how do you encapsulate and try, for me, with commercial breaks and all, how do you try to thank everybody, to do a recap of nearly 34 years that I've been blessed to be in front of a microphone? But back to my World War II veterans, and yes, I call you, all you veterans, mine, because I love you so much, and I thank you. You're not perfect, neither am I. But in the last 3 weeks, 108-year-old Harold Nelson passed away. One of our favorite guests of the program and on the American Veteran Show, 97-year-old Joe Weinmeier. And I bring this up because how can I do justice to 108 years of living or 97 years of living? But we've tried and we're going to try. We're going to have some fun, too. Trust me, this ain't going to be all sad piano music on your ass. No, 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 no. We will have the top 10 foils of the program. I really look forward to that. The top 10, and you know what? The top 10, there was an overflow of the top 10 worst human beings and entities to this program. We've got some moments, and I just want to say right off the top, thank you, Jim Nichols. Thank you, Michael Arpaio. Thank you, Kelly Michaels. Thank you, Mark Crowley. Thank you, Becky Gibbs. Thank you, our now retired general manager, Brian Taylor. Thank you to Peter Boyles, of course, all of my fellow friends and colleagues at this radio station. This is a family, and I know it sounds corny, but I've worked at some great places in my career, but I've never worked at a place where truly we're the little engine that could 5,000-watt directional signal. It is not a large staff, and we care for each other. Sometimes we want to strangle each other. Some of my colleagues and friends want to strangle each other more than I would ever want to, but it's a family. And your family has bad times, good times, great times, mediocre times, poopy times. But I will always, always, always love this radio station. I will always, always be so appreciative, really overarching to people like you listening. What do I say all the time? The beauty of radio is you never know who's listening. The scary part is you never know if anyone is listening. And I certainly felt that 2,097 days ago. This show was born February 5th, 2018. They've pulled how this show opened on February 5th, 2018. You can listen with me. Gulp.
This is the Stephen Tubbs Show on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Good afternoon, Colorado. It is Monday, the 5th of February, 2018. So glad you're joining us. I got to tell you, that's weird to hear. I mean, who talks about themselves? This is the Stephen Tubbs Show, and that's me. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to all of you listening online as well. I will tell you this, I'm huge. Some would say I'm addicted. We're actually going to talk about that in the 6 o'clock hour. But I'm addicted to social media when it comes to communicating with you. So we're going to do a lot on Twitter, on Facebook. You can go to 710knus.com. They've already got my show page ready. I look forward to that and hearing from you and kind of interacting with you, even if you're not a caller on the air. Now, listen, I've heard before because I've been a longtime lover of talk radio and news on the radio and, you know, first time caller, long time listener. I do want you to, if you've never called before in this 4 o'clock hour, it'd be a really good time to call. Kirk Woodland is my producer. Thank you for all of the support. And I did say within the last 5 minutes, I pushed a little talk back button to Kirk and I said to him behind the glass, I've already screwed up. I didn't bring any water. He brought me water. I told him later on this week, I'll bring him a bottle of Prosecco, assuming that the show will continue even into the next hour, let alone the end of the week. I think it will. Isn't that nice? So here's the number. We've got a very interesting kind of show to start this. And the number, just so you know, put it on your speed dial, baby, 303-696-1971. I mean, if I were you, I wouldn't have tuned out. I would have wondered, can you really sustain this? We peek behind the media curtain, right, friends? That first broadcast, prepping for it, I was scared as shit. I'd never done talk before. I could do a breaking news story, but I've never been in a position I really, really want to engage you. And over the last 2,097 days, yes, holidays, yes, vacations, yes, weekends, yes, sadly, COVID a couple of times. But over the last 2,097 days since February 5th, 2018, you have made coming to work pure joy. Even on the horrible days, the fires, the school shootings, the shanks, gunshots, Denver in decay, Aurora in decay, Lakewood in decay, Colorado in decay. There is nothing that I would have rather done. Nothing. Did you notice there, Jim, in that first little open? Like, here's the phone number. I had to have it on a sheet. Now it's muscle memory. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We've got some special guests, some people that mean a lot to me. I want to take phone calls as much as we can. I will say, not to be a jerk, but I cannot have a 5-minute conversation with every one of you, and I'd love to have a 20-minute one, relatively speaking. So if you can be respectful, I know a lot of people have at least messaged us saying, hey, I want to call in on your final day. I mean, thank you. but I also need to have you be respectful of your fellow listeners. So we'll try to run through as many calls before 7 o'clock tonight, our goodbye time, 6:57 and 50 seconds Mountain Time. We're going to get into our top 10 foils, some of the top moments to me of the career here at 710 KNUS. And again, we could not do it without you. I welcome those of you listening live and watching live on our YouTube. You can access that simply 710knus.com, 710knus.com. I do hope some people in this business have told me behind the scenes this was the stupidest thing I could have done. But okay. Next Tuesday, November 7th, yes, it's election night. So a lot of the politicos say, well, thanks for picking that night. I mean, you know, just remember, HH, vote no, HHsucks.com. Election night next Tuesday, November 7th at the Launchpad Brewery in Aurora, Casey Bloyer's joint, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. We will have a so long farewell cash bar, food truck, and I'd love to at least shake your hand and say thank you for being a part of this radio club. And that's exactly how I have felt. This is a radio club, and I've done this show for you as much as me. Maybe it sometimes, or maybe it's never sounded that way, but I've certainly tried to do that. We are part of the community here. We are. And I don't care if you are listening, part of our great live stream global audience right now via the 710KNUS app or the website. If you text the studio via the free-to-download app, we're still on social media. You can still follow. I don't know what I'm going to call it, but I'm still going to, because we have so many great followers. Yes, on social media. I'm still going to keep the Facebook going and the Twitter/X. And I just thank you. Let's open up the phone lines. Let's get to Dave in Denver. Dave in Denver, welcome to you, and good afternoon. Thank you.
Oh, Stephen, what a rich, rich legacy. What I urge is everyone at some point to sit down and write a letter to management. First of all, thanking them for having put on someone who's given us so much entertainment for the last, 5 years.
Thank you.
But also, you got to emphasize, if you want a legacy for Stephen, keep this time slot after the drive 4-7. Keep it local.
Dave?
Keep it live.
Dave, you
I know.
Unbeknownst to you, I want you to hear me out. Unbeknownst
okay.
to you, you have given me a wonderful opportunity and window. And after I say goodbye to you, are you able to listen? Because I want to read something that many people would say is the wrong thing to do, and they may yank me off the air before 6:57 and 50 seconds. Are you able to listen?
I'll be with you till 7.
No, okay. So I'm going to say goodbye to you and thank you. I want you to listen.
Yeah, every day, 4 to 7.
But, oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. But I want to, like, literally in the next 30 seconds,
okay.
Be sure you're listening. Thank you, Dave. This is against the better judgment of some, not me. Earlier this afternoon, it's almost as if Dave was a plant. Earlier this afternoon, I sent our CEO and COO, Mr. Dave Santrella and Mr. David Evans, the following letter via email. I think by the end of this letter, you're going to know how I feel about the decision that has been made for this program. Here goes, and if you all of a sudden hear dead air, you'll know that, well, my career here is over. But this is from the heart. And without trying to be dramatic, I truly wrote this for you. The letter is as follows. Greetings, Mr. Santrella, parentheses Dave. Thank you. Today is my last day as a Salem employee. I am pleased to tell you that some of my favorite moments in my nearly 34-year career have been the past nearly 6 years at 710 KNUS. I came over as a newsman and leave as a talk show host, still with my news roots. I will be forever grateful to our local management team for providing me opportunities and a platform. As you know, local news and talk are so important, especially today. Which leads to my thoughts I simply couldn't leave without sharing. First, I care about this station, but most importantly, its listeners. I feel the company is making a grave mistake by turning my 4 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time slot over to syndication. This is in no way meant to disrespect any syndicated program that will take my place. On the Steph and Tubbs Show, we have made a difference in this community. We have broken stories, consistently covered breaking news, held politicians accountable, provided myriad newsmaker interviews, and thwarted the left's efforts on many occasions via our 710K and U.S. listeners. This was all done at the live and local level. You and your upper management team have been good to me. In my estimation, I have been a model employee. As such, I urge you all to reconsider syndication in the afternoon and evening drive slot, 4 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time in Denver at KNUS, and keep it live and local. Wishing you and the company nothing but success and the best moving forward. With thanks, Steph and Tubbs. That could be, in nearly 34 years, my gravest mistake, because I do not believe in burning bridges. But I believe in you first and this company second. Without you, this company doesn't exist. And it is a grave mistake. With that, let's get to Chris. Chris, welcome to the program. We'll get traffic and weather straight ahead. Appreciate your call and thank you.
Oh, I echo the last caller in terms of keeping it local because, you know, I made the decision that after you leave, I'm just going to listen to George, and that's pretty much it. And Singerburner, I like him too. But I'm standing in the middle of a parking lot in a strip mall because it was important for me to tell you,
thank you,
how much I've appreciated your work. I got a bunch of people looking at me like I'm an idiot. but I wanted to tell you that I truly appreciate all of your work. I haven't felt this bad since Rosen left.
Oh, man.
Since Rush Limbaugh left. I feel like I'm losing a big part of my daily routine. And I know that you're not going anywhere, but the reality is, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
The show's gone. I mean, because of you, I've gotten my comfort food at a certain restaurant. I gave money to a movie that I absolutely loved.
Thank you.
I give money to the farmers. I give money to, you know, whoever you endorse because I believe in the product and I believe in what you've done.
Thank you.
Your interviews with Michelle Tafoya were amazing. Your local, your report card on the mayor was spot on. and I realize that you got a bunch of people who want to tell you goodbye, but I just want to tell you that you really have made an impact. And, you know, I look forward to hearing about what you're going to do for the rest of your career and the rest of your life. And thank you very much for everything.
Brother Chris, thank you. That means a lot. Thank you. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We do have a special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's get through a couple of more phone calls if we can. My brother, Prince of freaking Wales, Alaska, my friend Jeff. Man, you've meant the world to me. When you moved, I was like, damn it, take me with you at times. But brother, it's great to have you on. You know, you're just a good friend, and I appreciate your texts and you know, just thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
And thank you. You know, we've known each other since you were back at Devil Radio. I met you and Jim Fassone over in your office.
You did, brother.
Mountain Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I go back and I think about all the times we ran into each other at different places. You know, obviously Back to Blue, some of the rallies, some of the stuff we did together. You know, and those times aren't going away. We're still going to be able to go out and do stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
We'll still see each other. You know, we both, our respect for our veteran community is amazing. You know, neither one of us served, but what we do is, you know, what you do especially, you bring the voice to it.
I may bring the voice, but you know what? One of the things, Jeff, you are one of those that you are, as I say, and as the military would say, you know, you are boots on the ground. I remember there was one military charity event when you were out passing out, I want to say burritos, I could be wrong, but it was like 20 below zero, at least according to my brain. And there you are out there at this military event. I mean, you know, you're a true patriot and you're a friend. And I'm really happy to say that I'm glad that, you know, we'll keep in touch. And, you know, by God, come hell or high water, by spring, end of spring, I'm going to come up there and see the whales and tilt back a few with you. But I appreciate your service,
absolutely,
and, you know, your contributions and, you know, talking about Lee Keltner, a name that we say on this program and we have since his murder. I love you, brother, and thank you.
Hey, I want to say one thing. I want some reparations from you on something.
Uh-oh.
I got you one of your clips that you play all the time.
You did?
Of our governor, yeah. About the ignorant Coloradans.
Oh, this one.
There's always Coloradans who are ignorant and selfish.
Was he talking about you?
Yeah. Me and Tygan and me.
Hmm.
We did a rally downtown. And that was his reply to us.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I love you, brother. We got a jam. We got to take a break. When we come, if you're on hold, please be patient. We will be doing our very best to get to every single G-damn phone call that comes in. I also, I believe for the rest of the program, we'll have the three most important people in my life in studio, because why wouldn't you? My two sons and my first psycho caller as a talk show host 2,097 days ago. My mom is going to be here as well. Stay with us. You know what? Why not? Let's just go to the break with something, because it feels good. And I read that letter I sent to the CEO, and they haven't yanked me off the air yet. Glad you're with us. Final day of my career, and I wish you nothing but the best. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's hit it, Jimmy. Midway through the 4 o'clock hour on this, my final broadcast, Steph and Tubbs with you. More of Lori's news coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Jim Nichols at the controls, thank you so much. It's an overwhelming day. I appreciate your grace very much. I try to respond to every single text that comes in, and I am overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed. Welcome to those of you that can see, certainly probably a blubber fest on YouTube, access 710knus.com. And thank you for those of you. I will say Mark Crowley, we couldn't do this without him. He says that a whole bunch of comments are on the YouTube feed. Unfortunately, I can't see them, but please know that I'm going to do my very best to try to go back and thank you. And I just greatly appreciate it. 2,097 days ago, this program began on February 5th, 2018. And it was probably around that time that some of you certainly started to dislike me for myriad reasons. But one of them was I actually said that I like Jared Polis. I don't agree with his politics, but isn't that part of what's wrong with society today? I think it certainly is that, you know, you wish somebody cancer or a car accident if they don't vote and think like you. And I'm happy to, this was a total surprise, but we go to the VIP. It's interesting. This is the hhsucks.com newsline. Vote no on HH. It's Governor Jared Polis. Thank you, friend. You probably didn't like that.
Steph, in the final day. Well, you're just using reverse psychology, I know, to get people to vote yes on the biggest tax cut in Colorado history.
Right. Talk to me in 10 years.
For sure. But it's important. But hey, we're going to miss you. You've been a voice on radio, and I know you've been able to manage other things, some of your documentaries during that, and I understand you're going to still be focused on telling stories and documentaries and have more time to do that. And I know that, you know, your listeners always appreciate radio, but like I know from other friends who do this, it's a grind doing this every day, right? I mean, I don't know if everybody appreciates that there, how much work you have to do and the hours you have to put in. So it's hard to make time for other things, and now you'll have time for a lot of other great things.
Well, I look forward to inviting you to our, you know, premiere of our devastated Colorado's fentanyl disaster. I know you and I, when you were kind enough to give me damn near 45 minutes of time, we talked about the fentanyl crisis, and I know that the state is not, is not unaware of what's going on. I would be remiss, though, because I am a newsman at heart. If Prop HH fails, will you call a special session?
Look, you know, Stefan, I'm for cutting the property tax anytime, anywhere. So can we do it, you know, whether it's in January or November, whenever it is? I really think, Stefan, that HH is the biggest property tax cut that we're going to see. I know the legislature, and I know what we can do, and maybe they can do more, and I will certainly prod them to do it if it doesn't work. But I hope the voters approve it, because I think it's the best thing we got.
Give me something. This is the last interview officially. Does that mean you will call a special session if it fails?
Well, your focus, Stefan, I mean, look, I mean, is
come on.
You know, is it November or January? As I said, whenever, right? Like, I'm for it all the time, right? So, I mean, you're talking about, you know, for your folks who are listening who might not know, the legislature comes in January. That's when they normally come in. And what Stefan's asking about is should they come in 30 or 60 days earlier to do it? That's more of a logistical question. I mean, whenever they do it, it's good. But I'm hoping, Stefan, we don't face that. I really hope they approve HH, because I don't think we can, you know, do that good in terms of a property tax cut any other way. And, you know, I'd love to be proven wrong if the legislature can do it. But if people are voting no on HH, that's a huge vote of confidence in me saying somehow I can do better. And I'm a naturally optimistic person, but I don't share that confidence.
Okay. You know what? Listen, honestly, I did not have you on to, you know, put you in the corner. I want to thank you for being a friend.
Well, I like that you're down to the wire here working. It's really cool. I mean, you're not just like slacking in your last show. You know?
Well, you know what? Can I ask you one more question? Not slacking. Did you have communication with the Kardashians over that reduced sentence?
Oh, my gosh. You really are working last time.
It's your time to come clean.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Right now, Connor Cahill, your press secretary, is going, I'm sorry, Governor. Did you?
At that time, one of them famously tweeted at me. I've never seen the show, and I'm not a fan.
Good.
I can tell you that. But I literally have never seen the show.
Okay.
So, is it a show? I couldn't even tell you. I don't know. Is there a show?
It is.
I don't even know if it is a show.
At least I think.
I really don't. But I mean,
did they have anything to do with your reduced? I mean, what was the Kardashian influence? Was there any influence by them on you?
So, no, they have none of them have any influence on me. This was a case where, and let's just revisit this real quickly. This was where there was a very bizarre sentence on somebody who committed a crime. He's in jail now. He should be in jail. And the sentence was, I don't have it in front of me, but I think it was.
Well, he killed five people, and it was more than a 120-year sentence.
That's right. And then what we did is we went through and said similar cases of people that had, you know, it's a vehicular homicide type situation, careless, a number of things that went into it. He even had certification issues with what he should have been doing. But the normal sentence for that kind of thing was more in the 5 to 10 year range. And I think what we ultimately gave him was that there were some who said there were other ways to get there. And maybe through some judicial process, that's where it would have wound up anyway. But I just wanted justice to be served quickly for people involved. And whether you agree or disagree, he's in jail and he'll be there for a while.
Well, I appreciate you going there. Listen, you don't know this, but I have the three most important people in my life here in studio with me, my two sons, Ryan and Nathan, and my mom, Linda. But if you would be so kind, and
so
I know
that's what all that background noise is.
No, there's
my God,
no, there's no background. No. Listen,
yeah,
so my
I'm sorry, I couldn't be there in person.
my son Ryan has a question for you, and it's one that I would have asked. So Ryan, meet Governor Polis. Governor Polis, my son Ryan.
Hello, Governor Polis.
Hi, Ryan. Hey, great to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Interesting to meet you in this context, and it's just not often that I get an audience with the governor of my state. So wanted to ask you a question about something that I feel like affects all people in this state and really people in the country.
Good. What's on your mind, Ryan?
What's on my mind is what's coming up tomorrow, I believe, or Sunday. It's daylight saving time, which my dad would correct you is not savings time. and it feels like there's a popular consensus on that we want to get rid of it and stop setting those clocks back. But and I seem to remember there was a vote on it. But where are we at?
Yeah, where are we?
Thank you, Ryan. Maybe you could inherit the show from Stephanie
here. Should.
They're looking for somebody. That's a good question. Well, I want to know, you know, what everybody's thinking. What do the Kardashians think of the?
Come on now, please.
No, but seriously. So I did sign a bill where if we have the legal permission to do it, and I want to sort of explain how this works, Colorado sort of automatically will no longer fall back. We would keep the summer time that, you know, so it doesn't get dark at 3:30 or 4. We would keep that all year. We can't do that now. States can't do that. States can go the other way. Arizona does this. So mm-hmm. states, we don't want to necessarily do that. We could have where it's dark earlier all year. I don't think we want that.
No.
But, you know, but so anyway, it's a discussion. There was actually a bill that passed the House of U.S. Representatives last year. Didn't wind up passing the Senate, but it was to allow states to do this. But yes, I generally think I don't like when it gets dark 3:30 or 4. I think it's safer. It's better. I understand, you know, morning people might feel differently. People that, you know, have to go into work at 6 in the morning. I totally get that. But I think generally speaking, it's good for the state to kind of move towards simplicity and stop the shift. And I'm not banking on it anytime soon. It all has to go through the federal side. But that's a great question, Ryan.
Well, thank you.
Ryan,
thank
what's
you.
Your opinion?
It's funny. I just moved here from Arizona. I just drove out, last week. And I don't know. I did like how it worked there, but it's a little strange, too, because I worked in media and we had to be on everybody else's schedule. So my schedule was changing anyway. It didn't actually matter that we weren't changing the clocks. It's that the whole country's not on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think not having a shift makes sense, right? Like, it's just sort of weird flip time. I know it goes back to Ben Franklin and all that stuff, but you know, it seems in this day and age, it just adds a layer of complexity to everybody's lives that we simply don't really need.
You know, you were too kind, seriously, to answer Ryan's question. I appreciate it. And my final one to you, and I again, to Connor and your team and to you. Look, I have been ridiculed. I have been the receiver of hate. I have been, and I'm fine. That's part of talk radio. But because I have fairly damn consistently said, Jared Polis is my friend. Why do you think it is at such a point now where people like you and me, even though I think you're crazy about Prop HH, you think I'm crazy about Prop HH, at the end of the day, you know, to use a stupid cliche, can't we all get along? I just want to thank you. And I don't know why it has to be primarily the way it is in this country, where if you vote differently than me, I've got to hate you and vice versa. I just want you to know that that's never how I've felt about you, and I greatly appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate your voice, too. And even today, you might have seen Kyle Clark tweeted out just ripping me for even wishing you well, saying how could he wish this guy that I think he accused you of.
Are you being serious?
Serious. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
You know, he was upset that I was wishing you well. But, you know, this is – let me just end on this. I'm working with the National Governors Association and Governor Spencer Cox of Utah on disagree better. Disagree better. We've got to – as a society, as a state, as a country, we've got to do this. We're not enemies with one another. People disagree. That's natural. It doesn't mean that we don't both love the state, love the country. And let's have those discussions in a respectful and civil way. And, of course, wish one another well. And ultimately, we fail or succeed together.
Yeah. I'll see you at Coors Field. And may we never see a Rockies season that has 103 losses.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you'll see me there more in 3 years when I'm done with this gig.
Yeah.
But I know you'll be out there more next year, which is awesome. So good luck.
Governor, thank you. I mean that. And I appreciate what you've done over the years to be on the program. And again, that's the Vote No on HH hotline. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye.
All right. There we go. Oh, man. Oh, lots of texts coming in. How dare you? This is my final show. Come Monday, you won't have to worry about ever at four, whatever it is, hearing Jared Polis on this radio frequency. Thank you to my son, Ryan. I will introduce them coming up in our next segment. We've got to take a break. Lori's News Now on my last show. This is 710. Welcome back. 12 minutes away from the top of the hour, more news with Lori. We'll begin hour number two just after that. Thank you to Governor Jared Polis. That was not even a request. They actually reached out. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because I my time with you is limited until 6:57 and 50 seconds. But I will say this. Was the governor serious? Kyle Clark comments on wishing me well. And I have a feeling, according to the governor, it wasn't. We do too over at Narcan 9. I mean to tell you. I guess Pete Boyles always says this. Don't tell me who likes you. Tell me who doesn't like you, and then I'm going to know who you are. I'm telling you. Want to give a special shout out on this farewell tour end date to all of you over at Tegna and all of you over at Channel 9. Thank you so much for knowing who I am. Thank you. You don't matter. The people here in studio matter. You listening matter. I want to introduce my in-studio guests. I know some of you have been on hold a long, long time. You're just going to... Thank you. Just show me grace. We got to zip through this. But I first want to welcome, because he's to my left, welcome on YouTube, by the way. We're live, 710knus.com, if you want to see what's going on here in studio. But my youngest first, my junior at San Diego State, and one of the three most important people in my life, Mr. Nathan Tubbs. Thank you for coming out, for flying out yesterday. I love you, boy.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Thank you. Is it weird for you to think that, like, everything you've known is me going to work and doing a story or getting on a plane to cover something? Is it weird for you? It hasn't sunk in for me yet.
Yeah, whenever I talk about my dad to my friends at school, it's always kind of a little bit more and more realization that the childhood that I had going into the studio every now and then and, you know, having those experiences was not the experience that every other kid have. Had rather. Mm-hmm. So it's been an honor, and it hasn't really set in for me the same way it hasn't set in for you, but yeah. It's just super cool that this has been my life, and thank you for that.
Thank you. Do you remember the first commercial that you ever cut with me?
That spicy chicken sandwich
from Chick-fil-A. That was so awesome. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Push that microphone over to Mr. Ryan Tubbs, who is relocating from Arizona and did the coveted 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. news shift. I love you, boy. You just asked the governor a question. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was fun.
I appreciate you being here so much.
It's really great to be here and fun to be on the microphone again.
I know you had so up at CSU. Please tell everybody. Hold on. First drum roll of the farewell end.
You were the drama.
Oh yeah, you were up at CSU. Go Rammies tonight. What do they call that football game, by the way?
That's the Border War.
The Border War. I love Wyoming, but go Rammies, since a lot of money went there out of our pockets.
Certainly.
What was your show up there?
I was very fortunate to have my own radio show for a couple years called the Hot Tubs Time Machine.
That's right.
And it was a variety music show. We'd go back in time and play music from just a single year in history, talk about the history, you know, the culture, and play some great tracks that you introduced me to, many of them.
Thank you for being here, Rye. And last but not least, we'll get into next hour more with my mom. I love you, Mom. Thanks for being here.
My honor.
You were the first psycho caller that I ever took in my life.
Thanks.
Do you remember that day?
I remember it very clearly, and I love playing the psycho mom.
Do you remember? You're like, oh, I know where you went to school and your sons and when they were born. That was strange.
The best part of it is you had callers or texts coming to you telling you to hang up, that she was a stalker.
It's very, very true. We'll be back with my mom and two boys coming up. Real quick, we got to run through these phone calls, and I apologize that it can't be longer. But this guy, we'll start with Tyler. Tyler is the one who informed us he was our official, unofficial, homeless, tiny home, micro community correspondent, and it was 25 in Yale. And the big news is yesterday, he comes out with the information. Tyler, you tell everybody, brother, and it was great to meet you earlier today. Thank you.
Yeah, no, man. Good to meet you. I know I sound taller on the radio, so, you know, sorry about that.
That's all right.
But, yesterday we got a letter from Diana Romero Campbell that was a letter from the mayor that was saying that due to, you know, operational troubles and community feedback, they were not going to proceed with the site at 5500 East Yale. And Yeah, I mean, pretty incredible news. There was a while there where we weren't sure. We kept hearing, like, you know, postponements and things, but we didn't know. And, you know, we'd get interviews from the radio or from, not from the radio, but from the TV or, you know, a snippet to take from an interview for Denver Riot or Westward. But, you know, being able to get the full story out on 710 and just some of the conversations we had and the questions you brought up really informed a lot of folks. And we had people get in touch and say, hey, heard you guys on 710. How can I help?
Oh, that's so awesome to hear,
that
man.
That was a huge, huge push. And, man, I just really appreciate, yeah, the time and just the conversation. Really appreciate it.
100%, Tyler. Thank you. We'll be in touch with you. Let's get to dear friend, Mary Beth, who joins us from Lakewood. Hi, friend.
Oh, friend. Are you sure you want to do this?
100%.
I know you are.
Listen,
I know.
To meet you and to highlight your World War II veteran father on the American Veteran Show, and, you know, may he rest in peace. But, you know, you've been such a support on social media. You've called the program. I want to thank you for sharing your dad with us.
Well, and I want to thank you for what you did for my family and for your kindness in the deaths of both of my parents.
Yeah.
And I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss hearing my friend when I'm driving home from work.
Still stay with me on social media, though, would you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one more quick thing, Stefan, I don't think I ever told you, you saved Live and Local in the afternoon here.
One more time, like, Mary Beth. I'm sorry. One more time.
You saved Live and Local in the afternoon. Oh. I mean, it was kind of hurting, and I was kind of skeptical.
Well, next hour.
I didn't see the need.
Listen.
And now, now we're going to miss you, and we're going to miss Live and Local.
Yeah. Listen, Mary Beth, and thank you. I'll talk with you offline. If you did miss my letter that I sent via email to Dave Santrella and David Evans, our CEO and COO, I'll read it again next hour. I'm not a fan of what this station is going to do. And some would say that's maybe the wrong call. I'm not trying to be unprofessional, but I try to be real with you. And they haven't pulled me off yet. We got to get to the brother Antonio in Commerce City. Jim, let's get to Antonio in Commerce City. And I've only got probably, I don't know, line three, please. I've only got about 20 seconds with you, brother. You have been a great caller over the years, my man. I'm glad you called, and thank you.
My brother, I'm going to miss you, and for the 20 seconds I got with you, I'll treasure it. You're the only one I really listen to. I love the show. I love you as a brother, boss.
That you even came under 20 seconds. I love you, Antonio. You're a great caller, Commerce City. If you're on hold, you just got to be patient. Show me some grace. We're trying to do the best we can. Thank you to those of you listening live and watching live on YouTube. Access that live feed. Thank you, Mr. Crowley, 710knus.com. Got a couple other guests coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. I want to spend more time with my two sons and my mom, and certainly with you as well. This is an overwhelming day. It's a day that it'll sink in sometime, but it is with gratitude and appreciation and a respect for this business. I have never taken a day here or anywhere for granted in being in front of a microphone. Never. And again, I thank you. That wraps up hour number one. We crammed quite a bit into it. Hour number two on this, the farewell tour ends. That comes up next on 710 KNUS.